Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Amen. All this week on Can I Get an Amen, we're featuring your good news about your awesome jobs. All you have to do to share your story is start with your name and then launch into your good news.
My name's Laura. I live in Pearland, and my good news is I work with a rescue called Lone Star Paws in Pearland. We just had our Pawstober event this past weekend on Saturday, and we raised over $10,000 for animal rescue, for spay, neuters, vaccinations, and transport costs to get animals out of the state of Texas.
Okay. So what's an animal rescuer do exactly?
We actually got called the other night because we picked up a dog that had been hit by a car.
Aww.
And he has a broken front leg. So he's going to be having surgery here in the next week or so, hopefully, with orthopedic. So basically, you help what needs to be helped. You know, it's all about the animals with us.
Yeah. Do people call you all the time?
We've moved. Probably since it was founded 2 years ago, I think we've moved hundreds of animals out of Texas. Aww. We just had a transport yesterday where I took three animals that are going to Washington and the West Coast.
How inspirational is it for you? Because my dog Nash, he came from a hoarding situation. He was in bad shape when the rescue organization got him, but they nursed him back to health and he became the best pet I've ever owned. How inspirational is it for you to see point A to point B?
Oh, it's perfect. I mean, it's good on the heart. I tell everybody, if I can wake up and go to bed at night and feel good about myself, then that's what it's all about.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what Can I Get an Amen is all about. Feeling good in the morning. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you so much, Eric and Mo.
For all these rescue pups and for Laura loving her job, can we get a big amen?
Amen.
Amen.
There you go. That's what it's all about. If you want to brag on your job, you can do it right now. 713-881-5500. Maybe you moved here for work. Maybe your work did something awesome. You count. If your job is awesome, 713-881-5500 on the Bull.
Thanks for sharing, Mama.
Thanks, Mo. I really appreciate y'all.
The Morning Bullpen, George Mo, Eric with a K. George enjoying his week with family, but he's missing Halloween.
Yeah, and he loves this time of year.
He does, because he does those horrible ghost stories.
Yeah, but he's not here, so
Uncle
we're not
Jorge's
doing those today.
Ghost stories. No, we cannot replicate that pure magic. That
is that what it is?
Has.
Is it pure magic that George
yes.
has?
But he is lucky to miss the office Halloween party. It's so much pressure.
It's
our
so
boss
much pressure.
Is like extra into it.
I was telling my wife, I said that the office Halloween party, it feels kind of like when you look back at like old shows about kings and queens,
okay.
and the king would like throw a party and have a bunch of jesters,
mm-hmm.
and he'd be eating grapes and laughing at everybody. And I go, that's like our boss. Like, she sits up there on her throne and watches everybody make a fool of themselves.
Stop
for
it.
Her. And it's the best.
You're ridiculous.
It's great. But when you're in on the joke, it's great.
Okay, so we do that all day. Then we go home
yes.
and start drinking, right? Because what time do the kids trick-or-treat?
No, I drink at the party. I have a flask over here.
We can't talk about that.
The mics are on, so you can say anything you want. HR can't get us.
We drink a lot. So we go home. The kids trick-or-treat. What, can I send them out at 5:30? Is that okay?
No, my kids aren't going out till like 7.
My kids are in bed at 7:30.
Yeah, usually mine are getting ready for bed at 7, but they've got a teacher work day tomorrow. Prep
they don't
day.
Have school tomorrow?
No school tomorrow.
That is the most genius thing I've ever heard, because usually teachers don't like the day after Halloween because
right.
the kids are all jacked up, they're all messed up on their schedules, and then they have Halloween candy in their lunches.
Exactly.
Okay.
But nope.
Good
no
job,
school
Katie.
Tomorrow.
ISD.
Yeah, Katie ISD, shout out.
Props.
What are your kids going as?
Paw Patrol. Hashtag basic. The whole family.
No, oh, are you dressing up as Paw Patrol?
No, I have a shirt, but I'm participating.
Okay, so let me guess. Sailor, your daughter is Skye.
The girl.
Yes.
Yes.
The pink one.
Yes.
Ooh, but I'm going to guess that Briggs is... Chase is on the case.
Is that the
blue one?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, I nailed it.
Uncle Jacob is the Dalmatian.
Okay.
So my 28-year-old brother that lives
with
us. My husband is the human character.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's great.
Writer. And yeah. My dog has a costume, and my mom, who's in town, has a costume. Like, it's a full family thing.
This is awesome.
Say, this is what happens when a four-year-old's in charge.
But you're actually right. That's very basic.
Very basic. I don't want to talk about basic stuff, Eric.
My kids are also basic.
Exactly.
I'm very disappointed in them. They're going as Maleficent, my nine-year-old daughter, okay, Charlie.
From a Disney movie?
Yeah. And then my son is going as Mario. We went to a trunk or treat.
Everyone's Mario.
Yeah, there were like 72
yes!
Marios.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine. You got to let them live their dreams. But I want to talk to people whose kids asked to be something completely, like, off the wall.
Yeah.
Last night at Trunk or Treat, there was a sweet little baby that decided to be a baker.
Oh, that's pretty original.
Right? The mom was like, what do I do about this? Does she just want to eat cupcakes? Like, why a baker?
That's pretty brilliant.
I want the weird, unique, obscure ones. Okay? Can we find those people?
Yeah.
713-881-5500. Celebrate Halloween. Let us love on your obscure babies in those weird Halloween costumes.
Okay, I want to read a couple of Facebook comments real quick. We put this out on Facebook last night.
Okay.
Just to give folks an idea of what we're looking for.
I'm so excited.
Jessica's four-year-old is going as a paleontologist.
How does a four-year-old know what that is?
I don't know. Jamie says, my daughter wants to be a birthday candle.
The candle.
A single birthday
candle. It's that
candle.
Weird stuff that gets in their brain and you're like, what? Okay. How do you pull that off?
So that's who we want to talk to. 713-881-5500. The more obscure, the better on the Morning Bullpen.
100.3 The Bull. We're the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. And we were just talking. Today's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's talking about Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, scary stuff around Houston.
It's on everybody's mind. But my kid is Mario and Maleficent for my two children.
And my kids are Paw Patrol. You know what I'm saying? Like, the most hashtag basic stuff you could possibly be. We want to hear from you. Your kids, maybe a little more obscure. I don't want to say weird. We want to shout out. We want to love on those kids that are just random.
Yeah, a little oddball love.
Yes, of course. Can we start with...
Yeah, who you want, Mo?
I want Corey in Montgomery on line 4.
All right, there she is.
Corey's on the phone. Hey, sister, what is your 2-year-old dressing as?
He is Forrest Gump from when he's on the boat.
When he's on the boat specifically?
Yes.
Why?
And he's in the white tank top, cut-off shorts, hat, waving at Lieutenant Dan. Mm-hmm.
And why did you decide that for your 2-year-old?
He waves at everybody very dramatically, like Forrest Gump.
Oh, so. Lieutenant Dan! Lieutenant Dan!
So he can't decide, so I got to decide for him.
Okay, that's great.
Corey, I love this for you, because once they're 3, like Jennifer's kid in Conroe, they start deciding for themselves. Jennifer, what did your child decide they were going to be for Halloween?
She came home and told me she wanted to be a goose.
A goose?
Why?
I don't know. The only thing I can think is they're learning about the letter G at daycare, and goose was the specified word for G.
Okay, and you're doing it, right?
You're doing it?
I think we got a little princess costume hiding
Paw Patrol
in the closet.
It is funny because Christopher's in Conroe. Christopher, what did your 3-year-old ask to be?
He is a turkey.
Uh-huh. And you're pulling it off, right, Christopher?
And not just a turkey, a roast turkey.
Oh!
Wait a minute. Wait, like, how do you do that?
Okay, so I'm going to age myself here.
No, please.
You guys remember that episode of Friends where Billy gets the turkey stuck on his head?
Yes.
So in like mid-July, I was at a party. I got a white elephant gift of a turkey hat, a roast turkey hat.
Yes.
I put it in the closet, disregarded the white elephant gift. Well, my 3-year-old found it, and it fits over his head.
Did you cut eyeball holes in it?
No, we poked holes in it.
Yes, Christopher!
And last year he was E.T., so he already had a brown costume.
Yes.
Wow.
So now he is a turkey and a roast turkey.
That's impressive. I hope that Christopher sends us a picture of that. Tony's on the phone in Houston. Hey, Tony, what did your kid decide to be?
Yeah, so my 9-year-old daughter decided to be Abraham Lincoln.
Full beard. top hat, the whole thing?
Full beard. Top hat, jacket with tails, the whole thing.
You can't hate on that, you know?
She's persistent, and we thought it was something that would pass, and it wasn't. It just kept being something she reminded us of. So
here we go.
We're embracing it.
We're all being presidents and back. Oh, my goodness. Sarah's on the phone in Sugarland. Sarah, what did your kid decide to be for Halloween?
Okay, so my son Dylan is 6, and he just has, like, a kind of unusual costume he wants to dress up on. He wants to dress up as our cat, Jack.
Wait, that's kind of cute.
That is cute.
I mean, he's 6, a cat. I mean, I think you can still pull that off.
How old is Jack?
Well, that's the thing. It's kind of sad because Jack, he died last year. And I guess he's still, like, processing the grief because he was, like, so sad about it. But
no, I get it. Wait,
it's still kind of nice that he's paying tribute
to
little Jack.
Yeah, he, like, wants us to get another cat. We didn't get one yet. But the thing is that, like, sadly, like, Jack had been hit by a car, and we found him on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
It was really gross and scary. And my son wants to do his costume like the way we found Jack on the side of the road, with, like, blood. And I'm like, oh, sweetie, I don't know if I should let him go with it. It's kind of weird and creepy. And I'm like, but again, like, maybe it's helping him process the grief, maybe I should encourage
Sarah, I need to have you pause for a second. I got to go pick up Eric from the bottom of the floor.
I'm sorry, that's not funny. I laugh when I'm severely uncomfortable.
What do you do? Like, Sarah, what do you do?
I guess I'm gonna, like, get him a cat costume and just, like,
you're gonna do bloody Jack,
and he wants the out of, like,
little red paint, we just go with that. And hope for the best in the future.
Oh, this took a turn. This took such a turn.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
I quit. I can't go home.
That kid is not going to be okay.
Jury duties for Jack. No, we have jury duty coming up next. I know today's Halloween, right? But what is tomorrow? There's something that you might be doing that actually really ticks Eric off when it comes to tomorrow. But I am on your side. What is it? We need your decision. It's coming up next. It is jury duty.
For Jack.
Sonic. Yeah. Morning when we just make some really awesome decisions. We call it jury duty, and it usually starts because we're fighting in the studio. And today we're fighting because, yes, today's Halloween, but what's tomorrow?
Listen, you and I can never see eye to eye on this because I have very publicly for a very long time taken my stance on today's question.
The question today, as the official HOA of the Houston area, the official HOA of Bull Nation, if you will. The question, Christmas lights, can you turn them on tomorrow or do you have to wait until after Thanksgiving?
And I have always said after Thanksgiving is when Christmas begins.
Okay.
Please don't turn your lights on tomorrow.
I get it, Eric.
I thought you were on my side on this.
I have always been on your side on this, but this year feels a little bit different, okay? My Christmas lights went up yesterday.
Did they really? I'm so disappointed.
I paid a good professional to do it.
Okay.
And I just feel like this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine starting tomorrow.
I get it. I understand.
I need joy. They bring me so much joy.
Listen, I love Thanksgiving, though. That's the thing.
It's my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yes.
So we need to focus on Thanksgiving, and then we focus on Christmas.
I'm still going to be thankful, but I'm going to be thankful with my freaking lights on, okay? So that's the question.
Yes.
Christmas lights. Are we turning them on tomorrow? Are we waiting until after Thanksgiving?
Okay, before we take the jurors, real quick, Mo, let's raise our right hands. Both of us raise our right hands.
Okay, it's up.
And say, I hereby vow to listen to today's jury.
Vow to listen to today's jury.
And follow by their verdict.
And follow by their verdict.
As a Houstonian, as part of Bull Nation.
As a Houstonian, as part of Bull Nation.
We're going to take whatever they say.
We're going to take this up. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Jessica's on the phone in Rosharon. Hey, sister. as the official HOA of the Houston area and Bull Nation. The question, Christmas lights, are you turning them on tomorrow or are you waiting until after Thanksgiving, Jessica?
You got to pick one.
We got to wait. Thanksgiving is its time. You got to wait.
I get it. It just feels different. Vicky's on the phone in Montgomery. It says Vicky loves all the holidays.
Ooh, okay.
So, Vicky, you're good at this. Christmas lights. We turning them on until tomorrow or are we waiting until after Thanksgiving?
I am going to preface this. It is after Thanksgiving 100%. But tomorrow, my 12-foot skeleton comes down and my 6-foot Grinch goes up. So that's the difference. Wait. But Christmas lights, after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The Grinch can go up, but the lights can't.
It doesn't matter. Vicky said Vicky voted. After Thanksgiving. This is the official HOA of the Houston area.
Travis is on the phone in Spring. Hey, Travis, as the official HOA of Bull Nation, Christmas lights, they going on tomorrow or are you making me wait till after Thanksgiving?
Nah, you got to wait till after Thanksgiving. I mean, y'all are skipping, you're skipping a whole holiday.
See, it's just, there's just a lot going on.
You're
going
to leave mom till February or March anyway.
I get so busy. Rodeo is just like taking over my life.
That's a different HOA decision.
Sam's on the phone in Katy says, you love the holidays, Sam. As the official HOA of Bull Nation, Christmas lights, can they go on tomorrow or do I have to wait until after Thanksgiving?
You know, we need to stop treating Thanksgiving like the redheaded stepchild and give it its time. And lights can go on the day after. But I will preface, you can start decorating your yard the week of Thanksgiving. So it's ready to flip on the morning on. After Thanksgiving.
Okay. I hear you, girl. Wow. Thank you.
I have a feeling you. Sam's actually part of an HOA.
She's like reading the actual decree. Karen's on the phone in Richmond. Hey, neighbor. As the official HOA of Bull Nation, Christmas lights, can I flip them on tomorrow or do I have to wait until after Thanksgiving?
Oh, flip them on tonight.
Oh, midnight. Tonight.
Tonight at
midnight.
I appreciate your passion. And she lives in Richmond. She is my neighbor, so she might see them. No. I took an oath. Here's today's verdict. As the official HOA of Bull Nation in the Houston area, our Christmas lights are waiting till after Thanksgiving to go on.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
I hate it. They might accidentally go on.
No.
There's like a timer,
you
right?
You vowed. You held up your right hand in everything.
Fine. After Thanksgiving.
This is legally binding.
This is jury duty. This is how it works. You heard it here first. We're the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. Missing George a little extra this week as he's out celebrating his son's wedding. But it's time for 10-Minute Tune.
Yep, but 10-Minute Tune can't happen without your suggestions. Give us a call, 713-881-5500. We'll pick one of your topics. I'll have 10 minutes to go write a brand new song. So let's start with who, Mo?
Isaac is on the phone in Montgomery. It says here, Isaac, you're 10 years old. What do you think Mr. Eric should sing a 10-Minute Tune about?
I think he should sing a 10-Minute Tune about when we kids go out in Halloween. We collect, like, almost all the candy, and then we come back home. And they just steal all the candy. They have the bag and they eat it.
Your parents eat your candy, yes. Isaac?
Yes.
Isaac.
I only get to eat maybe a M&M bag or maybe some Starbucks and then they eat the rest.
No,
they eat the Kit Kats, they eat the Twix, they eat everything else.
Kids don't like Twix.
I don't like what they do.
If it makes you feel any better, Isaac, we do feel kind of bad about that. But we did walk around the entire neighborhood with you.
And you know what? Your mommy carried you in her belly for 10 months.
That's such a mom answer.
Okay. All right. Give her the Twix bar, Isaac.
Isaac, that is a great 10-Minute Tune suggestion. Thank you. Tabitha in Dayton. Hey, what should I sing about today?
Unruly children and their parents that do not discipline them.
Oh. Let's talk about them, Tabitha.
I don't think we have enough show.
What happened? Where were you? What made you think of this?
I work in a school.
Oh.
Amen.
And I've seen plenty.
You've seen it all. When I wrote this down, I wrote unruly children and bad word parents, Tabitha. Is that what you're trying to ask for?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
They deserve a song. A very, very angry song. Nick's on the phone in Katy. Hey, Nick, what would you like Eric to sing about?
You know, you always say the weirder the better, Mo.
I do.
So I was thinking.
Thanks for listening.
How you answer the question when your little ones ask how babies are made. Family friendly, of course.
Nick, this is genius. If there was a song, we could just play it every time they ask.
This is not genius, Nick, because my kids haven't thought of that until you just brought it up.
Well, I'm glad they
listened. No, you gotta go, Nick.
And now they need a song.
I don't have the answers. All right, so we have to pick. What are we going to sing about today? I think because Halloween's on everybody's mind,
right,
that we got to go with the
parent tax.
Yes, the parent tax.
Give your mom the Twix bar, Isaac.
She earned it. All right, let's do parents eating kids candy.
I love it.
I got 10 minutes on the clock to write a song, and I'll be back in 10 with a brand new 10-minute tune.
Are windows dirty, or is it rain outside? Hey, it's the Morning Bullpen, George Mo, Eric with a K. It's Mo. I'm by myself in the studio right now, which is the best. Eric's writing his 10-minute tune. George is away this week because his son is getting married. We had the sweetest suggestion for Eric's 10-minute tune from a kid that was just learning about parent tax when it comes to Halloween. So he called in. Eric took that suggestion, went out in the hallway, and allegedly wrote a song about it. Hey, Eric.
This one's going to be tough today.
Why?
I gotta get some funky singing tones.
What? Why do you pick weird songs?
This is not a weird song. It's a song that we play. It's a song in our system. It's a song that everybody in Bull Nation knows.
So why'd you pick it?
I don't know. I really don't know because it's impossible to sing.
All right, do it for the kids. What is it?
I'm going to do it in the style of Carrie Underwood. I don't know why I tried to duplicate one of the greatest vocalists of all time.
Okay.
Is it the song Before He Cheats?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. About stealing Halloween candy.
My kids are passed out with sugar on their faces cause Halloween is ending. Right now, I'm sneaking through the house holding on to their bags of trick-or-treat candy. I'm not proud, but I have got a craving for fun-sized chocolate. I'm taking what I want now. Here's what I found. I stole some Snickers, ate some Nerds, Hershey's Kiss Butterfinger. I'm ashamed of my bad parenting. I scarfed some Reese's M&M's, left the Tootsie Rolls for my kids. Stealing candy on Halloween.
You left the Tootsie Rolls for the kids. Because who likes Tootsie Rolls?
No, nobody does. Only psychos like Tootsie Rolls, black candy licorice, corn. Candy corn. Yes.
That's Eric's 10-minute tune. It happens every day. We love taking y'all's suggestions. I think you made that sweet kid proud, Eric.
Thank you.
Please, don't.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
Every parent, we're all asking the same question today. What's the rain situation?
Yes.
The meteorologists seem to have the answers, kind of. So we'll discuss that. It's coming up. Trending in Texas. Everything you need to know coming up next.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
We're the Morning Bullpen, George Mo, Eric with a K. George out this week as his son is getting married.
Yeah.
And we're happy he's at home, but he's missing a lot here in the Houston area. And that's why we do What's Trending in Texas.
Number 3.
Yesterday, Houston's Mayor Whitmire received a question from a concerned citizen regarding homelessness and criminal activity. And the mayor seemingly revealed a new plan that's in the works for a city-sponsored homeless encampment that will open in the Houston area sometime in the next week.
What?
Very few details are given, but he did provide some ideas regarding, like, transition opportunities that will come with this new camp.
What?
Kind of random.
Why do we not know about
this? Exactly. I guess we'll know soon.
Okay.
Number 2.
Happy game day. I know we're all talking about Halloween, but it is prime time tonight for the Houston Texans. They've won 4 of their past 5 games. That only lost with that last minute field goal that we're not going to talk about in Green Bay. Tonight's matchup is against Aaron Rodgers and the struggling New York Jets, if you will. They've lost the past 5 games. So,
okay.
Texans have fought hard. We are looking a little banged up, but we've got our heads strong. Their November and December schedule is very tough. So, let's get through tonight. It is a 7:15 game time.
I was going to say, it's a Halloween game, and it's scary to do it without Stephon Diggs.
And the top story trending in Texas.
You know what else is scary? Rain on Halloween, Eric. The Halloween weather, obviously a top trending thing in Texas. We're literally all talking about it.
My wife is texting me right now. What are we going to do?
Pouring down rain, okay? Yeah. We've had a drought all month, and now we're at this. Lots of us across Bull Nation experiencing rain currently, so drive safe. But what? If you look at this radar, I'm no meteorologist, but it looks like things are tapering off by late afternoon, unless you're in a coastal county. I'm sorry about y'all. Ugh. But if this forecast and this computer model does what it looks like it's going to do, we could end up damp, but mostly rain-free this evening.
What?
For trick-or-treating.
Oh, man.
Just that keep is good praying, news. And let's see what we get through.
All right, so most of Houston, wet, but not
You're seeing it, right? That's rainy. What it looks like.
That is what it, and actually, let me see. It says, our friends at KHOU 11 says, yes, if this forecast verifies, we could end up with a damp but mostly rain-free evening for trick-or-treating ghouls and goblins. Wow.
We'll see. I mean, I don't put any trust in any of that.
No, thank you.
I'm here for the good news, the bad news, and everything in between, and that's what's trending in Texas with the Morning Bullpen.
100.3 The Bulls 10-Man Jam Ticket Tag.
Hey, I'm Bailey Zimmerman.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
Hey, I'm Randall King.
It's 10-Man Jam 2024. It's presented by Bud Light, and it's all for the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope. Love telling y'all about them and spreading the word, and we love hooking y'all up with tickets because the only way into this concert is to win, and we're starting with caller 10. Hey, good morning, The Bull. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Connie.
Hey, Miss Connie, how's it going this morning?
It's going good.
Okay, good. Connie, you sound very confident, actually.
Well, I'm surprised that I got through, so.
It's not the easiest thing to do. Miss Connie, you've been following along with Ticket Tag?
Yes, I have.
All right, sister, it's your time to shine. Who was our 720 winner and where do they live?
Brooke from Surfside Beach.
Boom! How you do it, Miss Connie? You're going to Tin Man Jam.
Yay, thank you. Woo.
Have you ever been before?
No, I haven't, but my niece will be excited because she wants to go too.
Who does she love? Do you know who she's most excited to see?
No, I don't. But Randall King would be my favorite.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling
you. Well, make sure your niece is 21 or older, okay? Because there's going to be a lot of Bud Light flowing.
Girls night. Is. Awesome. All right, Miss Connie, everyone wants to know, where do you live?
I live in Sweeney.
Connie and Sweeney represent. You're going to Tin Man Jam, sister. We love that for you. Everyone remember, Connie and Sweeney.
All right.
Nick Russo will have your next chance to win these Tin Man Jam tickets. It's coming up with him at 3:20.
All right, stop trying to distract people, Mo.
Why, Eric?
Because you are about to lose $100. I'm feeling it today. Mo knows country.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Maria, Maria.
Oh, what a horrible start.
Girlfriends in Dickinson. Hey, sister.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going great. I'm excited to be on here.
Well, I'm excited to have you. Thanks for wanting to play. It's Mo Knows Country. Here's how it works.
We've got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Maria?
Because it's Mo's money.
All right, kick her out of the studio so she can't hear the questions.
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck with this guy.
All right, the door's closed, and we are all alone now, Maria.
Awesome.
So your five country-related trivia questions start right now. Life really is a highway. Which trio is reuniting to go on tour after breaking up in 2020?
Rascal Flatts.
Question number two. The capital of Texas shares its name with Blake Shelton's first number one hit. What's it called?
Austin.
Question number three. What viral country singer of Something in the Orange just very publicly broke up with his girlfriend?
Oh, God. James Hardy. I am blanking. I know Hardy something.
All right. That's fine. Question number four. Morgan Wallen recently released the lineup for his music festival. The festival's named after one of his biggest songs. It's called Sand in My What?
Boots.
And finally, question five. Keith Richards recently performed at the Country Music Hall of Fame with Amy Grant's husband. Who's he?
Oh, God. I do not know that one.
Okay. All right. Totally fine. All right. Mo's on her way back in. Anybody you want to shout out while she walks in here?
I will shout out my nieces and nephews because I love them.
Aw, okay. Well, you can tell them that their aunt got 3 out of 5.
Yay, I did good. Better than I thought.
All right, good. All right, Mo, you ready to take her on?
You never asked me if I want to do shout outs.
Anybody you want to shout out, Mo?
George, I miss him.
We all do. All right, question number one. Life really is a highway. Which trio is reuniting to go on tour after breaking up in 2020?
Rascal Flatts.
That's correct. She got it right, so you're tied 1-1. Question number two. The capital of Texas shares its name with Blake Shelton's first number one hit. What's it called?
Austin.
Yep. 2-2.
Yes, this is Austin.
Okay, now you've ruined that song for me.
I love
you.
Love that song.
Me too, girl. Same.
Good luck singing this artist's next song.
What
viral country singer of Something in the Orange just very publicly broke up with his girlfriend?
Zach Bryan. I don't know that song.
Oh, God.
Yes, it was Zach Bryan, not Hardy, Maria. So she's taking the lead now, 3-2.
Hardy's wife is pregnant. They're very together.
Oh, I need to catch up on
it. It's okay. Go look up the Zach Bryan stuff. It is the tea.
It is juicy. All right, question number four. Morgan Wallen recently released the lineup for his music festival.
Yes.
Festival's named after one of his biggest songs. It's called Sand in My What?
Boots.
Yep.
Boots.
She got it right. So it's 4-3. Mo still winning. And finally, question number five. Mm-hmm. Keith Richards recently performed at the Country Music Hall of Fame with Amy Grant's husband. Who's he?
Oh, she's married to Vince Gill.
She is.
But I don't know who the first guy is.
Maria didn't take a guess. So Mo, you kept your money. Final score was all freaking 5-3.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
You're always getting them all right.
She's pretty good at it, but you can take her on tomorrow at 8:20. But before we go, you know what you got to say, Maria?
This is Maria Dickinson and Mo Knows Country.
That's right.
My girl!
Here on the Morning Bullpen.